Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Sometimes when you spot a good makeup deal, it's too good to be true, Kathy.
Ooh.
Listen to this, though. This will warn you. Los Angeles Police Department says it confiscated counterfeit makeup that tested positive for high levels of animal waste and bacteria in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Aren't these, if I'm correct, Preston, aren't these Kylie Jenner ripoffs?
Well, some of them are.
Yeah.
The department seized $700,000 worth of bootleg cosmetics on Thursday after raiding 21 locations. Feces just basically somehow gets mixed into the product that they're manufacturing in their garage or in their bathroom.
Oh, awesome.
Wherever they're manufacturing this stuff, the detective on the case said. One of the brands being knocked off was Kylie Jenner's Kylie Cosmetics. Kim Kardashian took to Twitter to respond to the raid. She said, counterfeit Kylie lip kit seized and LAPD raid test positive for feces. So gross. Never buy counterfeit products, she said.
LOL.
Other prominent makeup brands that were faked included Urban Decay, MAC, and NARS.
Wow.
High-end
products.
They were going
for
big names. The LAPD was tipped off by the brand name companies, which received complaints from consumers who said that they had rashes and bumps after using their products.
Are you sure you're not using any of these knockoffs, Kathy?
No, I hope not.
The complainants had one thing in common. They bought the product in the Los Angeles Fashion District. The packaging of the bogus products looks like the real deal, but the prices are way too low.
They're saying a tip-off precedent is if the display is next to bags of mulch, it's probably the poop.
Well, if the price is reduced, like I...
You put poop on your lips.
No, but I'll barely use it because to me, even if it's not counterfeit, that means it's old. Why is it on sale?
Why is it marked down so much? Yeah. Police arrested the owners of six of the raided locations, and the other operations received cease and desist orders.
I wonder what the acceptable level of fecal matter is, because there's acceptable fecal matter in the food. Hey, how much in the cosmetics?
This is really wild, man. A nationally known gay rights attorney set himself on fire in Brooklyn's Prospect Park in a protest against the use of fossil fuels. The body of David Buckel was found in the park early Saturday morning. A note the 60-year-old left at the scene said, "My name is David Buckel. I just killed myself by fire as a protest suicide. I apologize to you for the mess." It also said, "Pollution ravages our planet, oozing inability via air, soil, water, and weather. Most humans on the planet now breathe air made unhealthy by fossil fuels, and many die early deaths as a result. My early death by fossil fuel reflects what we are doing to ourselves." That is messed up.
There was obviously other major issues at hand here.
Buckle emailed the note.
Can you imagine burning yourself to death?
To several media outlets as well. Buckle was the marriage project director and senior counsel of the Lambda Legal and worked on several important marriage equality cases. He later went on to focus on environmental causes.
You know what? Now that I think it over, maybe I was a little rash.
But it's like the monks in Vietnam that were protesting the war. They did it specifically for that. That's messed up.
I would fire off a terse email.
Yeah, maybe that. A Vancouver Island couple is standing by their decision to restrain a man with zip ties in their home after alleging that he arrived to have sex with their underage daughter.
Oh, boy.
In a video posted to Facebook Live, the girl's mother can be heard berating the 28-year-old man as he lay face down on the floor with his hands bound behind his back. You can hear her saying, "He comes to my house to meet my 13-year-old effing daughter to F her. He wanted to be her first." She said, "We effing tackled him and zap-strapped him and called the police. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police arrived at the home. They took the man to the hospital. He has not been charged, by the way." The mother claims that she had asked police to investigate the man 6 weeks ago when she discovered explicit messages sent to her daughter's Instagram account. She said police told her to block the man and forget about it. Frustrated by the response, she set up the meeting somehow or another. I mean, I don't know if she
lured him to the house. Yeah.
The mother said that she asked police to be present during the ambush, but claims authorities would not help. The mother and stepfather admitted to restraining and interrogating the man. The stepfather said he is an acquaintance of the family, by the way. The RCMP said that a child rearing investigation was opened in March. The police have directed her not to take matters into her own hands. We still do have an active and ongoing investigation into the matter. Hayden said vigilante actions are not only illegal, but they also put people in danger and have the potential to compromise the original investigation. The parents may now be charged with assault causing bodily harm and forcible confinement. Both are convinced their actions were justified, though.
Yeah, it looks like his pants, because we're looking at the video, it looks like his pants are pulled down a little bit in the back.
Yep, it's pretty messed up. All right, and let's see, we'll do another story, and then we will get ourselves another clue. Let's go to this one. An animal rescue group is looking to save an out-of-control gerbil family that has taken over an elderly woman's Poughkeepsie home. The American
gerbil family?
The American Gerbil Society is helping to raise funds to rescue over 60 gerbils that are running amok in an old woman's home. The gerbils were purchased by a woman in her 70s who thought that they were females. Turns out that one of them was actually male, and the happy gerbil couple has been breeding out of control.
I'm a male gerbil. Spread it around.
My hopes in you, Small Animal Rescue, will be taking possession of the over 60 gerbils. But they need to find financial assistance to care for them.
Hello, ladies.
A fund has been set up with the goal of $3,500. Yeah, imagine you're the one male gerbil.
Hello, ladies. We got some work to do.
They said that it may seem like a lot of money to care for gerbils, but remember, there are 60 and counting. There's no word if any of the gerbils will be available for adoption or not.
Rack 'em, stack 'em, and F 'em.
Mm-hmm. So June 8th and 9th, the New England Gerbil Show is happening, according to the American Gerbil Society. It's at the Doubletree Hotel in Portland, Maine.
It's in one room.
Tickets are available. So I just wanted to get that PSA out there.
The American Gerbil Society.
It's got to be an incredible event.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
Multiple people were injured Thursday night when an angry driver intentionally ran his car through a restaurant.
Drove through a restaurant.
Yeah, this is in North Carolina. The incident happened Thursday at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. The suspect has been identified as Shaquille D'Angelo Steele. He's been charged with DWI, an assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury.
I'm going to go to the drive-thru at Hot Shots. There ain't no drive-thru there. I know.
So listen, witnesses said Steele became enraged after the restaurant refused to serve him more alcohol.
Damn it.
So
what is it with these restaurants not serving drunk people more booze?
He left the restaurant, and moments later, he drove his car through it, man. I mean, he's just plowed through the restaurant.
It was his way of saying, can we talk?
Multiple people were reported to have minor injuries. Steele is being held at the county jail on a $200,000 secured bond. But, I mean, he's charged with trying to kill people.
Did he eventually get the booze?
They didn't indicate in the story. I'm going to guess no.
Oh, okay.
A 14-year-old missed his bus, and it nearly cost him his life. Listen to these idiots, okay? Things took a dangerous turn when Brennan Walker, 14 years old, went looking for help at a home Thursday morning, was confronted by a man with a gun. Walker was trying to walk the bus route to Rochester High School after he woke up late and he missed his bus. His mom had taken his phone away, so he didn't have that with him to help to get directions. So he knocked on a stranger's door for help and almost paid for it with his life. He was just trying to figure out where he was going.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, I got to the house. I knocked on the lady's door. Then she started yelling at me and was like, why are you trying to break into my house?
Oh, man.
I was trying to explain to her that I was trying to get directions to Rochester High, and she kept yelling at me. Then the guy comes downstairs, and he grabbed the gun. I saw it, and I started to run. And that's when I heard the gunshot, he says.
What?
Thankfully, the man missed. Brennan kept running, hid, and cried. Yeah, this dude took a shot at him. Wow. Oakland County Sheriff's Department's deputies arrived soon after at the home, and they took the woman's husband into custody. Says his mother, Lisa Wright, I found out later the only reason that the man missed is because he forgot to take the safety off. Lisa was at work when she got the call. She said that her husband is deployed in Syria, so she was assuming she was getting a call about him until she realized that they were calling about Brennan. Investigators told the family the family's Ring doorbell recorded the whole encounter.
Excellent.
Yeah. So
excellent.
Investigators watched the video with Brennan and his mom, and she says the video confirmed their suspicion. So, because it could have been, one person's word against
absolutely
the other. But this kid literally, and they have video of it, was just going up to try to get directions.
They may even have audio because some of them record audio as well.
Murder. Yeah. In fact, they did, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. The murder and they have, I'm sorry, I skipped part of this. So I'm going to go back here. So, okay.
And
so,
the goose was fine.
No. Jeffrey Ziegler has been charged with assault with intent to murder.
There you go.
And felony firearms. He received a bond of $50,000 with conditions and is due in court. So, I mean, this is just a...
This poor kid is lost just simply asking for directions.
And this trigger-happy idiot. Yeah. Come on, man. All right, Jason Harris and a group of other renowned glass-blowing artists will be meeting in Seattle over the 420 weekend to create the world's largest bong.
This is we were just sort of talking about this.
Earlier this morning, when we were talking about professions that have a high rate of marijuana smokers, a bunch of texts came in about glass blowers.
Well, because they can make their own bongs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the final piece, which will be created in parts and then assembled at the Cannabition Museum.
Cannabition.
In downtown Las Vegas Arts District, will tower 24 feet high and weigh 800 pounds when it's completed.
So, you know, I don't indulge myself, but I am fascinated with the bongs and the artistry that goes into a lot of them.
They can actually be really beautiful. The bong will feature hookah-like attachments and actually be smokable, according to Chris Davison, the co-owner of Jerome Baker Designs. He said, I think everybody on the top floor of the Cannabis Museum could end up high.
I've actually heard of Jerome Baker. That's a really, really famous glass blower.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's going to be so much fun doing this in Seattle where marijuana is legal and everybody has a smile on their face about it. The blow will happen at a rented studio April 19th to the 22nd, but the owner said on Thursday it will not be open to the public.
Are you here for the blow?
While in his 20s, Harris, now 47, learned the art of glass blowing and began to explore making art pieces that served practical, useful purposes. He opened a business in Oregon creating art water pipes and bongs. In 2003, he was actually arrested by federal law enforcement officers, along with 54 other people, including Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong, in a sting operation called Operation Pipe Dreams for making and distributing paraphernalia.
I want to be the guy that names the operations.
Chong was sentenced to 9 months in federal prison, though Harris did not serve time. His assets were seized. My, how things have changed.
Yes, yeah. A little while.
But he did not give up on the idea of making the bong into a piece of fine art, and he eventually set up a studio in Maui, Hawaii. Since then, he's continued to use his artistic passion to create one-of-a-kind glass bongs and pipes and other pieces. And this one will be 24 feet tall and weigh 800 pounds. Yeah. All right. And then finally, one more story and we'll wrap it up. The days are numbered for a huge blue penis, which has set tongues wagging in Sweden this week. The penis, complete with bulging veins, appeared on the side of a Stockholm apartment block on Wednesday.
Yes.
To the shock of residents. It's the entire side of the building.
Does it have anything to do with Sinterklaas?
I don't think so. Look at the picture.
Oh my God!
That's when Dr. Manhattan was at his biggest. Preston,
it's like five stories tall.
Yeah, yeah.
Artist Carolina Falkholt painted the blue penis after being commissioned by Kollektivet Livet and Atrium Ljungberg.
Yes, you want to paint a huge penis.
His first penis. Her first penis mural only lasted days in New York. Camilla Clint, Atrium Ljungberg's marketing head, said, of course we care about artistic freedom, but at the same time we must respect the opinion of our closest neighbors. By letting it remain for a short period, we are offering anyone who's interested a chance to experience the work. The company admitted that there were plenty of people who liked the blue penis, but others found it offensive. Ms. Falkholt claimed that she thought her native Swedes would be more receptive to her giant penis than New Yorkers. The mural will be painted over in the next few weeks, and visitors are urged to catch a glimpse of the girth whilst they can.
It's a sad day for Sweden.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.